This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is the live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Chris.
We've got Skype if you want to Skype in at username lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to that here shortly. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, the toll-free number, of course, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, it has been mostly a conversation tonight about cannabis and the insane war on drugs and the insane drug warriors, one specifically that started this whole conversation in New Jersey, who is trotting out some of the most ridiculous fear, uncertainty, and doubt. He's fear-mongering.
Well, is it really that unfounded? I've done a little bit of research, and it turns out there are actual sex toys that have been impregnated with marijuana.
Well, that was what he was saying.
It's various uses.
If New Jersey legalizes marijuana, then all these terrible things will happen, like sex toys, apparently, with cannabis infused. So we'll talk more about him in a moment. But that sparked a bunch of your calls and thoughts. So let's go back to you, because that's what's most interesting to us here. Let's start out with Bob in South Carolina, listening to WRNN. Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just wondering, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know,
we didn't
make these laws before the problems started. We made the laws after the problems began.
Which problems? And which laws?
The drunken driving under the influence. Truck drivers can't drive after a certain amount of time because they were falling asleep at the wheel. Mm-hmm. So we had to make a law. You understand? It's just that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm saying we're not making the law before the problem.
Politicians are always reactionary, and most of the time the laws don't really actually do anything except inconvenience people and put people through having to jump through unnecessary hoops.
Yeah, and it sounds like, well, you have some familiarity with truck drivers. I mean, ask 100 of them how many have ever doctored their logbook, you know, or fudged a number or something like that. So I understand the point. What I think the real issue is the knee-jerk reaction that a lot of people have is to, when there's a problem, let's say it's, you know, a truck driver falls asleep and wrecks and kills somebody, do we need a law for that? Or do truck companies need to impose their own, internal policies that prevent that sort of thing from happening?
That's the way it should happen, because their insurance is going to cut them off. You know, they've got it. The marketplace has the necessary incentives to disincentivize people to do stupid things behind the wheel if they're a professional. And ultimately, it's only a small, small, small portion of these people. These are professional drivers. They're some of the best drivers on the roads. Usually, it's the other people who are the problem, not the truck drivers, not the professional drivers. But if one guy has an accident, now all of a sudden everybody's got to jump through more stupid hoops.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And the natural reaction of government will be to, if another one happens, well, we've got to make it even tighter. And the few truck drivers I've talked to about this, I mean, they basically live under a whole lot of stress.
They hate the government and their rules.
That doesn't come from driving the truck. It comes from trying to put up with all the other stuff they have to do.
Way stations, constant harassment by state police, the DOT pullovers. I mean, it just never ends for these guys. The regulations are just brutal on that industry.
But I would also say that I've held that same knee-jerk reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, if something happens, well, you know, there ought to be a law. And I just think it's more we the people need to sit back and go, hold on, guys. You know, is this really going to solve it, or are we going to end up with the unintended consequences that we've had with truck drivers or that we've had with the war on drugs. You know?
Yeah, it's always going to be so unintended consequences. Go ahead, Bob.
So you guys are suggesting that the truck company, you know, I didn't want to get into truckers. I just was trying to make that distinction with the laws the way they are, because we could go into cell phone use while driving and texting while driving.
Right.
All these laws are coming out, all these new laws.
Let's talk about that. They did that here in New Hampshire a few years ago. They created a no texting while driving rule, and you know what I see? All over the place. People holding their phone down in their lap now instead of holding it up over, like, you know, if they were going to hold their phone before, like while they were dialing a number or whatever, they might hold it up when it was legal. They'd hold it up above the dash, right, to where they could at least maybe see something in their peripheral vision. They could kind of see around the phone and see if something was coming at them. Now they're holding it in their lap, so they're looking down instead of looking out at the road, and it's even more dangerous now because they're trying to prevent themselves from being seen by the police. But I sit out here at a stop sign, and I see them doing it all the time, and I see it on the roads as well.
Looking at their crotch.
The time. It doesn't do anything. All it does, Bob, is it allows politicians to act like they're doing something.
Right.
So this is basically the idea that a politician will find a parade and then run out in front of it and act like they were there the whole time and that they're a leader of this thing. Oh my God, somebody got in an accident because of a cell phone. Well, we need a law and I'm going to spearhead that. Now reelect me.
Right.
You know, that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with safety. Thank you for the call, Bob. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Douglas is on the line with us. Douglas, he is in, I forget where, but you're on the air. Douglas, go ahead.
From wherever you are.
Hello.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
All nice. Right. Hey, all do right. me a favor. I don't know if you went back on your speakerphone, but you're a little distorted. Maybe back, if you aren't on your speakerphone, maybe just back away from your microphone a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. Is this better?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk about tariffs, and Darryl did a pretty good job last night, but he missed a major thing, which is the disruption of the supply chain. So China, with the steel tariff, over the years, they've built far more capacity than they can use domestically.
Right.
Meanwhile, I had dinner with a guy several years ago who was an executive with U.S. Steel.
Right.
And he runs the Fairmont Works. That's north of Philadelphia.
Yep.
But they tore down that entire steel mill quite a while ago, and now it's an industrial park. And so he's a property manager, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, Pittsburgh has torn down all the steel mills.
Sure.
So we're all familiar with the iPencil essay by Leonard Reed.
Well, I don't know if we're all familiar with it, but...
But it's a great story, and it's short. You can read it. It's something that's simple enough you could read to your kids.
It sort of talks about the process of a product getting to market. Is that what it is?
The basic premise is that there's no one person on earth that can make a pencil.
It takes a bunch of different people.
Right. It takes people that grow rubber trees in the tropics, and it takes people that mine graphite in deep mines,
right,
and it takes people to grow the wood for the trees and to plane
it,
and then, yeah. But it's a good point. It is a good point, particularly when we talk about tariffs. But go ahead.
Right. So now imagine iMotorcycle.
Right.
iHarley-Davidson, more specifically, because we can get right to brass tacks with this.
Sure.
So they widened the Panama Canal a few years back, which means that China, with their cheap labor force willing to do the backbreaking work of manufacturing steel,
mm-hmm,
plus the subsidized through socialism, the magic of socialism, of far more steel capacity than they can use. They're the best supplier of steel these days. U.S. Steel is no longer as much a steel company as they are a property management company.
Right.
So with Harley-Davidson now, they're going to move their entire operation out of Pennsylvania to Europe. That they've announced that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because they can, and apparently Trump went to the Harley-Davidson plant and said, I'm going to get your jobs back, and I'm going to make sure you don't lose your jobs. But what this tariff is doing, apparently I read somewhere, five being lost, one.
Uh-oh, wow. you're cutting out there. I do want to hear what you have to say. Hang on, Doug. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. More on this Harley Davidson. I'd seen the headline, but I didn't get into the story on this where Harley Davidson said, yeah, these tariffs are hurting us. We got to go, basically.
Yep.
Right? We'll hear more about it coming up here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, all one word, BlinkProtect.com, or go to Amazon.com and search Blink camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You do need to know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go and learn about cryptocurrency. You might have heard about Bitcoin. Maybe you haven't taken the time to really learn what it's all about. Well, Bitcoin.com can help you with that. They can actually help you buy Bitcoin, BTC, or Bitcoin Cash, so you can get your first Bitcoin through them, if you like, over at Bitcoin.com. They got some useful tools. They got news headlines and more at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're back. I'm going to go back to Douglas, who had called in about Trump's tariffs and hurting the economy, because that's what tariffs do.
Yep.
And you were giving us the example of what was happening with Harley-Davidson. They're moving their factory out of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And you kind of were breaking up there at the end of the segment. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to try a second time. So go ahead.
Okay, out of Pennsylvania to Europe.
Right.
And so at this point, I'm doing my best. You're breaking up a little bit on me as well.
You sound fine, so that's the good news. Go right ahead.
Okay. But what we have at this point is the Trump, the tariffs and everything. I have a bunch of buddies in the supply chain industry, and these guys are having to deal with the entire changes of the economy that are taking place, and this is just for the steel tariff, so we're not talking about anything else. And so where we go from here is that this, ordinarily when this type of change takes place, it's part of a market change. For example, when the big box stores started going down the tubes because Amazon was taken over. Amazon has only taken over 8% of the purchasing business at this point.
Okay.
And so by comparison, this is much worse. And what we're getting in this respect is that these guys are, all the supply chain people are scrambling around trying to figure out how to deal with just this one new tariff.
Right.
Wow.
And here's the thing. I mean, for anybody with an idea of what true free economies are supposed to operate like, what Trump is doing, and I want to be real clear on this because somebody will take issue with it, this is economic central planning online with any Politburo in any communist country. When you try to jigger the economy by throwing in falsely inflated costs, then you are central planning.
Don't know what happened to him there. I hope you're all right, brother.
Yeah, really.
I had to turn that down. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying, Chris?
No. It's the same thing. You can seize means of production. That's socialism. You can cause the state to pick winners and losers through tariffs. That's socialism. And there's no difference. This is not being born by the Chinese government. This is being born on the backs of U.S. taxpayers. When you look at an increase of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle by a couple thousand bucks, that affects Harley-Davidson sales numbers. That's going to happen.
And it's less competitive.
I think Harley-Davidson, you know, they should be looking at what the tariff situations are in Mexico. Maybe they can produce Harley-Davidsons less expensive down there and not have some of those same tariffs through NAFTA. I mean, maybe that's the solution. I don't know. But, you know, it's trying to monkey with economies, and whether Democrats do it, whether Republicans do it, it's all bad.
Absolutely. The more rules, the more restrictions, the more taxes, tariffs put on business trying to just get a product to a consumer or get a service to a consumer, it's just more hoops that they have to jump through. And that means that fewer companies are going to be willing to even jump the hoops. At some point, somebody's going to look and say, well, I would have started a motorcycle company, but it's just too onerous. The restrictions are too difficult. It's just not worth even starting.
So what do we do? Then you're going to see the marketplaces answer that. If there's a shortage of motorcycles because nobody's producing them here, great. Then the Japanese will come in with motorcycles. Well, they're selling more motorcycles here than we're selling over there, so we need a motorcycle tariff to retaliate. which again just increases the cost of motorcycles to the consumers. And
to the U.S. consumer, the people in the United States. Sam's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys, and the guy that was just on talking about Harley moving out of Pennsylvania, that is not factual. That is wrong.
Okay. Why?
That, they said that they were thinking about building a plant in Europe and moving some of their stuff to Europe. They're not closing their doors. They're not, you know, they're going to build a plant in Europe. And that guy should be ashamed of himself by getting on the radio and spread that propaganda.
Well, yeah. Okay. What I'm reading an article from USA Today that says Harley-Davidson to move some motorcycle production out of the U.S. after EU tariffs. So
some, not all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so they are moving some.
Yeah.
Are you going to say they're not moving any?
No, they're not. They're not closing their plant in Pennsylvania. Okay, that guy was wrong in what he said.
Well, I'll go out on a limb here.
They're
going to
have their plant in Pennsylvania and another plant probably in Europe somewhere. So
why do you think they'll choose to do that?
There
are a lot of good reasons. If they're closer to the market, that makes sense. But go ahead.
That's right. They could build a plant in Europe. They wouldn't have to have all these tariffs on their motorcycles, and they could have a just like an automaker. You got automakers here in the United States building Japanese cars like Honda and stuff, and they got plants in Japan.
Do you know why the EU...
What will I look for if I wanted to find this story? Because I'm looking right now to see if there's any kind of news story about, no, Harley-Davidson is not closing their plant in Philadelphia, and I'm not seeing it.
Well, actually, it's the York plant. Are you from... where are you from?
I'm sorry. I searched for Pennsylvania. I always confuse Philadelphia with Pennsylvania.
That's all right.
But I cannot find anything regarding them actually not closing this plant.
There's a huge plant in York, Pennsylvania. I know I've been by there. They also do golf carts, by the way.
Exactly. I got a friend that hauls Honda motorcycles, or not Honda, but Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and they will not close that plant.
Yeah.
But I'll
tell you what happens, and this is what happens when we get into trade wars. So the effect on the cost of a motorcycle that's made in America and shipped to Europe, the tariff increases from 6% to 31% because of Trump's tariff war with the Europeans on steel and aluminum. So if I were Harley-Davidson and I say, man, we can't build them here and expect Germans to pay 31% more for the steel that's going into them, why don't we just build a plant over there? That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that means that jobs that may have been in York, Pennsylvania, which I used to live not far from, are now going to be in Dresden, Germany, or wherever.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I'm going to say, and thank you, Sam, for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to say right now this is indeterminate. I can't really say for sure which caller is right about this. We're not sure. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has issued an emergency declaration for California, allowing counties affected by wildfires to get federal assistance.
The declaration highlights a massive fire in Redding that's doubled its size in one day. One woman says her two children and their great-grandmother were killed, which raises the death toll to five people. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says the extreme weather is what makes this fire so dangerous.
We're seeing fire behavior in this part of California that's never been witnessed by firefighters in a generation.
On Thursday, vicious winds blew the flames into the city of Redding. Thousands of residents scrambled to flee as the fire torched block after block of neighborhoods. Most have not been allowed back into the evacuation area to see if their home survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number 855-450-FREE. Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. Plus our Discord on-air call-in line room for you over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker or more than one. And you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once again, libertystickers.com. We go to the phones to the fun. Dodger is on the line in Michigan, I think. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hey. First off, I wanted to make it a point to say that I have consumed cannabis at least twice during this radio program illegally, and I really don't care who knows about it. Well, I mean, it should be legal this November in Michigan. It should have been legal 2 years ago. But
wait,
at either
is it on
rate,
the ballot? It's on the ballot in Michigan this November?
It should have been on the ballot 2 years ago. There was a big lawsuit in Michigan about how they collected enough signatures, but they still wouldn't allow it on the ballot. And, yeah. I love it, man.
That sound. There we go.
At either way, I am so glad, and I'm talking to Chris right now, I am so glad that I found the ideas of liberty earlier in my life than you did, but yeah. You are so articulate about, I mean, really, I still have much to learn about you, even though I found the ideas of liberty earlier in my life. But at either rate, I took notes.
Thank you.
Well, at either rate, I took notes, and a lot of notes. I actually wanted to talk about the guy that called in about the truckers. Now, it just so happens that I have a very close friend that is a retired trucker, and he did say that he keeps that as a trucker, he and every other trucker he knew kept two books.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And it was because it was just way too hard for him. Then there was a gentleman that called me a downstater, and he seemed kind of jealous that all we get our tickets down here in southern Michigan from Alpena, I want to say he called from, right?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, he called like a few segments ago. I've been on hold for a while, but at either rate, I mean, I'm a productive member of society. I go to work every day, so what if I smoke pot? I mean, is that really a big deal? I come home from a hard day's work. I mean, some people, they crack a beer. Yeah, I crack a beer and I probably roll a joint.
Right.
I mean, and
my God,
and
you're mixing drugs together. The danger.
This is what he throws a sex toy into this and then it's all over. Oh, jeez.
But I am one of the top guys place I work at. I actually, literally from the day except for when I got hit by a car and had to have surgery, I literally have perfect attendance there. I have never been late. I'm always 15 minutes early. I went into work with a broken arm.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that smoking cannabis doesn't make you a shiftless loser?
No.
That's what some people believe.
Right.
Some people actually believe that
smoking would have made me a shiftless loser. But
and if you're a bum and you smoke cannabis, you're still a bum, right? If you're a productive person and you smoke cannabis, you're still a productive person, likely.
Well, and if the cannabis helped me get through my broken arm, I got hit by a frigging car and had to have surgery on my arm. Guess what? A week after surgery, I was back at work smoking cannabis every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's not like I hit there and hit the bong before I go into work. No, I mean, I may pop an Advil before I go into work, but guess what? When I get home, I kind of need a little relief.
Right. Would you say that there is absolutely a responsible way to be a cannabis user?
Oh, hell yeah. I think I am one.
That's what he's doing.
You value your job. You're not going to do anything that's going to get you fired. Right?
Oh,
it doesn't sound like it because you got good intentions.
Hell no. I wouldn't hit the bong before I went into work.
Right. But some people do. Now, and some people also drink on the job.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There aren't laws against it. It's just because some people are responsible and some people are not.
I can't tell you how many times I've smoked pot out back at the radio station I worked at down in Florida. Hey, thanks for the call.
I hear pot's a big thing in radio, but I mean,
it's a big thing everywhere.
Right.
I can't tell you how many pizza places, restaurants. I mean, ultimately, there are plenty of jobs where it's common for the workers to actually be on cannabis while they're on the job.
Drug test any restaurant worker. I am a restaurant worker. Drug test any restaurant worker, and guess what? All restaurants will close.
Yeah, you're out of your employees at that point. Hey, thanks, Dodger, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Appreciate it.
I mean, I used to know, there was a restaurant down, not restaurant, but a pizza place down in Florida when I was living down there. I knew somebody who worked at one. They'd all go out back and smoke together, the whole pizza crew.
I used to work in restaurants. I spent about 5 years in food and beverage, and it was without a doubt the hardest I ever partied in my life.
Oh, yeah, the hospitality people were very into that.
Yeah, it was weed, it was drinking, it was every day.
Every night.
Every night. It was fun.
Let's continue here. We've got Stefan in Ohio. He's on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, I might get a little emotional during this call, so heads up.
Okay, all right, we're ready.
So I've decided New Hampshire is where I belong. The Libertarian Party here is corrupted and threw away hundreds of hours of my time.
Oh, no.
I criticized Gary Johnson.
How did they throw away hundreds of hours of your time?
They're not going to certify me to be on the ballot.
Unreal.
So wait, you have to ask permission from the Libertarian Party in order to get on the ballot?
That does not sound very libertarian.
Yeah, and because I criticize Gary Johnson, they are not certifying me.
Wow.
And I've decided, you were right, the Libertarian Party really is unsalvageable.
Well, I was only talking about the national one, but I don't, you know, obviously each state party is its own entity, and I'm sure some of them are in bad shape as well. I think the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire is doing a lot better than it was. I was actually just at one of their conventions today. They had a second convention this year because they had so much of their party business to get done. And they did actually try to take somebody off the ballot this year. Actually, it was Daryl. So it wasn't officially the Libertarian Party who did it, but Daryl actually filed to get Tom, who is one of the actually semi-regular callers of this show, who had been kicked out of the Libertarian Party for advocating violence, allegedly, back in the 1990s. And Daryl actually went to the Ballot Law Commission to try to get Tom removed from the ballot, since he was claiming to be a libertarian when he'd been kicked out of the party.
This affiliate is just mad because I agree. I've never advocated for aggression against anybody from the state.
Yeah. But this is a political difference, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I literally just criticized Gary Johnson on a Facebook group, and they've decided, oh no, we can't have that. Unity, unity, unity. So let's kick you off the ballot and make it so you can't run.
God, yeah, that's ridiculous. Well, the good news is I have criticized Gary Johnson. Daryl has criticized Gary Johnson, and we are both libertarians on the ballot coming up here this year, and nobody has said boo to us about that within this Libertarian Party. So
right.
I'll tell you that. So I'm sorry to hear that news. Welcome to politics. Most of it is a bunch of work thrown down a hole, which is why I don't spend any time on my campaign.
You'll see me on Ferrybrook Road in a couple months.
All right. I don't know where that is, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Is Ferrybrook Road in New Hampshire?
I'm sure it's somewhere relevant to us.
All right. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion.
visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com. Or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux background, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is also available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Chris in the studio with you tonight. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. That is where you can join for $5 a month, and you get some perks. Now, remember, we told you earlier, you get all the stuff on our website for free. So webcam, archives that go back for more than a decade, all that stuff, all the features on the site, free. But if you want to help us, this is the way to do it. amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials our normal podcast does. And you also get access to things like our AMP-only Discord chats as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join with credit card. You can join with PayPal. You can join with Bitcoin, BTC, over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Vietnam, where Luke is on the line. Go ahead, Luke.
Yeah, I'm all about a truth and accountability. Yesterday you said your name was not named on the FBI playpen warrant raid.
And you know what? I owe you an apology for that, Luke. I actually saw what you were calling about tonight, and I actually took the time to check the warrant because I had a copy of it here. You're referring to when the FBI raided the studios. It actually did have my name on it, but it wasn't in that I was being accused of something. It was that I had, you know, opened the internet account at this particular location. So you were correct. I had it was not a lie, because I just misrecalled what happened 2.5 years ago.
That's all right. Now, the other thing is about censorship. Mark Edge made a statement that he intends to censor my YouTube channel, but I found an article on CopBlock, which you obviously are affiliated, which I'd like to refer to people to, which is on copblock.org, got enemies, here's how you can get the FBI to raid their house. Now, in that article is a link to a video made by a local hater from clips from a discussion on my radio show from years ago. In fact, the way it's written in first person, you would have wrote it. Yes, you did. And that video has been taken down with a copyright claim from Free Talk Live. So all your content you put out, yes, it is.
You turn all intellectual property on me.
I have never made any kind of copyright claim against anything ever, so I don't know what it is you're referring to in this particular case.
Well, King Mark made a threat to do it to me and take down my YouTube channel, and I've only put up.
Well, I don't control what Mark does, and I don't support him if he's going to make copyright strikes against somebody else. I don't believe in copyright. I don't believe in intellectual property. And if Mark does something like that, I will firmly disagree with him for doing that, because I think that people should be free to talk trash if that's what they want to do. I've had so many people talk trash about me. I've had posters put up around downtown about me, and I've never done anything about it. Other people have gone and removed those posters, but I've never asked anyone to do that.
Speaking about talking trash, I've had people talking trash about me too, and you yourself referred to such said website.
Yeah, there's websites about you out there. I don't know what's true and what's not.
Same deal. But here's the thing: I believe that I've been fighting against police corruption. I misspoke before. It wasn't Coplock Australia. It was Cop Watch Australia.
I do not write for Cop Watch.
Communist Party agent running it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not associated with Cop Watch. I have done work with Cop Block in the past. I am one of the bloggers at the Cop Block website. But normally I'm blogging about, if I'm going to blog at Cop Block, it's about doing police accountability activism. So I'm not sure what you're referring to. Maybe there was some confusion.
Here's the thing. My whole saga started over police accountability. I'm the man accused of the rarest crime in Australia. If you
What's
Google 60C New South Wales Crimes Act, okay, only I and the government pretty much come up, apart from one little stunt against a brain-damaged Aboriginal teen in Port Macquarie, which was to detract from the real purpose of the law to take out whistleblowers. It's the crime of obtaining true personal information on a law enforcement officer.
Hmm.
So I've been fighting police corruption, you know, and probably not as long as you, but definitely.
Well, and we have something in common then, Luke.
Well, and we also have things not in common, because I am an anti-pedophilia activist, and seeing that you're against censorship, and I am against censorship, can I tell your listeners to go to your Radio Archives website to get the same content in the video that Mark Edge, whoever controlling the official Free Talk Live YouTube account did censorship by with a copyright claim. Can I say the date and time? It was which you said some things which really upset people. It was the 7th of January, 2010.
Yeah, I say upsetting things all the time. It's a talk radio show, so I mean, nobody's going to be surprised to hear controversial things on these airwaves. If you if you want to post a link to this ostensible takedown, I am curious to know more about it. You can do that on our Discord chat, where you have a special room all to yourself. Basically, it's you and Mouth Breathing Dullard have a very special room for toxic users. You're welcome to post the link in there, and I'm happy to take a look. And if it turns out that Mark is issuing copyright strikes using the official Free Talk Live account, if there's some way to verify that that's a true claim, I will definitely talk to him about it, because I don't want that to happen. I don't think that an organization or individuals within an organization that purports to be against intellectual property should be utilizing the copyright striking process. So if you're right about that, Luke, we'll check it out when you get the chance to share it with us. Thank you for the call tonight. As we continue here, Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. I mean, that's what was it? Stefan Molyneux was a total hypocrite for doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, this was one of the big YouTube libertarian, supposed libertarians who's sort of taken a turn towards fascism, it seems like, recently, has fallen in love with Trump, which is gross. But he used to be very, very anti-intellectual, against the idea of intellectual property. He spoke out against copyright, and then he used DMCA takedown notices against channels that were critical of him.
Right. Which just, it just makes no sense. And you either are, there aren't too many clearly cut black and white things you can look at that are as clear as intellectual property. You're either for it or you're against it. Right. There's no middle ground.
And you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. You can't on one side say you're for, you're against intellectual property, and then on the other side you're filing takedown notices on things you don't like on the internet.
Politicians do.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, did you know that there is a secret underground railroad from Albuquerque to Denver, Colorado? I meant to say, I was at the Circle K or something, a gas station, and I said, did you know they have underground bomb shelters? And he said, my dad worked in one of the underground railroads that goes from Albuquerque to Denver.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about what the railroad is here. Because normally when you say Underground Railroad, it evokes a picture of helping escape slaves in the South, and it was sort of describing a network of people who were not physically underground, but sort of underground in thought, right? Like they weren't revealing the fact that they were helping escaped slaves. They were keeping them secret and helping move them through various different areas to safety, ultimately. Is that what we're talking about here, or are you talking about an actual tracks on a, in an underground tunnel with a train on it, a choo-choo?
I'm talking about the actual train.
Okay, you're talking about an underground choo-choo train. Okay, this is news to me. So who's running this railroad, and what are they? What is the product, or that they're hauling?
My guess is drug cartels and cocaine.
That would be my guess. But yeah. I wanted to hear what Sarah would say.
Well, this is all part of the nuclear bomb shelters I was telling you about, and then remember Denver, Colorado, when they built that airport? It took forever. It took 15 years.
Because the Illuminati was involved in that. I know what you're talking about. Let me tell you this, Sarah. I will say that Albuquerque certainly has underground bomb shelters built by the government, and you can tell where they're at because they have a radiation symbol, and you'll look for them on public buildings. They're all over the place. We have them here in New Hampshire. Every major city has them. It was just part of life in the 50s and 60s when they decided we had to defend ourselves by hiding.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. We're out of time for tonight, but you can always join us online between now and tomorrow night. As I said, we got our Discord chat that just goes on and on and on over at discord.lrn.fm. And between now and tomorrow night, join us at freetalklive.com. Download archives. Do whatever you want. It's all free over there. See you tomorrow.
Have, Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.